We know, of course, about the Nixon White House tapes.
Hello. Dr. Kissinger returning your call, sir.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello, Henry.
Mr. President.
And now we also have a printed record of Henry Kissinger's phone calls from 1969 to 74, when he was President Nixon's National Security Advisor and then Secretary of State. Transcripts of those taped conversations with everyone from the President to Cabinet Secretaries to the Soviet Ambassador have just been released. It happened over Kissinger's objections, under threat of legal action by the National Security Archive. That's a nonprofit group here in Washington. The archive's director, Tom Blanton, has spent the last 2 days immersed in 20,000 pages of Kissinger talk.
You have this ultimate metaphor for the Nixon-Kissinger years. Here's the President of the United States calls his national security advisor, and the president's tape machine is rolling, unbeknownst to Henry Kissinger. But unbeknownst to the president, Kissinger's secretaries are listening in on the dead key, writing a complete transcript. The mutual wiretap society in a strange way.
There's one transcript of a conversation between Henry Kissinger and then-Defense Secretary Melvin Laird from November 21st, 1969. And they're talking about what they call the atrocity case. They're talking about My Lai, the massacre in Vietnam.
It's right out of today's headlines. If you drop the names and the date, you'd think it was about Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Because you got this defense secretary saying, you know, I really would like to sweep this thing under the rug. This is a horrible thing. You shouldn't look at those pictures. But the pictures are out. They're in the papers. Well, Kissinger says, let's at least all get on the same page. Maybe we could pin it on that low-level commander. The debates are, how do we use American military power? What are we going to do about our unruly allies that don't do exactly what we tell them to do? How are we going to get our troops out of the quagmire? How are we going to cut secret deals? All those issues about how to run American power, the same ones today, and the echoes from these transcripts that were secret for 30 years really resonate on the front pages today.
If you compare what you're finding out as you go through the Kissinger transcripts with what you knew already from what's in the Nixon tapes, what's different? What's getting fleshed out there?
We really kind of had two Kissingers before these telcons came out. That one Kissinger from his own memoirs, valiantly battling the forces of evil and saving America and brilliant, funny, empathetic, best friend of high leaders throughout the world. Then the Nixon tapes started coming out, and we got a second Kissinger. And this one was the obsequious, flattering, brilliant Mr. President, brilliant, sycophant Kissinger. With the telcons, we have both of those Kissingers, and we've got a third Kissinger, the devious, backstabbing, egomaniac, arrogant. And you put these pieces together, and you get to see the whole portrait now, listening in while he talks to everybody.
Where do you see this backstabbing side of Henry Kissinger come through?
Just take the Soviet ambassador, Dobrynin. Kissinger is so nice with Dobrynin, calls him by his first name. Dobrynin even calls him up at times to wish him happy birthday. Today, in fact, is Henry Kissinger's birthday. So happy birthday, Mr. Kissinger. As soon as Dobrynin then gets off the phone, Kissinger calls the president. Except this time his portrait is, Dobrynin was just in here slobbering all over us. Here we are bombing his ally to smithereens, and he just doesn't even yell and scream. So you get this sense of how two-faced, maybe that's a necessity of diplomacy, but you kind of have a sense of this is the signature foreign policy mode of the Nixon White House. Let's have a secret back channel to our main adversary, and we'll make our deals that way.
These conversations were recorded. What's happened to the tapes? You have transcripts, but not the audio.
Probably the tapes were destroyed after the Nixon tapes were exposed and when the Supreme Court ruled that the Nixon tapes had to come out. At the end of Kissinger's term of office, he took all these transcripts, 33,000 pages, and struck a deal with the Library of Congress, lock them up till I'm dead or 5 years after I'm dead. We had to threaten a lawsuit to make the State Department and the National Archives go recover them. But today, it's an amazing portrait. I hope it's a lesson in accountability to our current leadership. Whatever decisions they do now, we will know.
Tom Blanton, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa.
Tom Blanton is director of the nonprofit National Security Archive, talking about the newly released transcripts of 8 years of Henry Kissinger's phone calls.